Right now on VFN TV, we're going to look at the reality of the more blessed people are, the less children they have, and the less chance that we'll survive as a nation or as a people. It's shocking. We're also going to look at people are becoming childless by choice, and we're going to look at a VFN KB success secret. We're going to look at what a millennial interview would look like. And finally, we're going to hear from Mary Frances Berry on why President Trump has to keep on using Twitter right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me always is John Ramos.
Hello.
Are we excited about being here?
Yes, we are.
I am so pumped, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad we had a chance to spend some time this weekend.
Well,
that was a good time.
We went to go see Teo Drum, that came from Japan to do
and
a tour.
Yes, they can hit a drum.
I thought it was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
It was primal.
Phenomenal.
It was primal, you know, in regards to looking at these drums, they like attacked the drums. If you get a chance to go see them, you got to go see them.
Yeah,
it's
called, they were,
you know, amazing. Teo Drum.
Teo Drums. But
yeah, beautiful music.
And who knew you could beat the drum so loud and that often and
yeah,
with so many rhythmic combinations, but it was amazing.
I loved it. The chairs were pretty small. I don't know what that was, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's not go there.
That's where we want to go there. We're so glad to have you with us. You know, we just always want to say thank you for joining us. You know, we just feel we're part of a community and we're walking this thing out together and from all around the world. We're hearing from you. We love to hear your comments and suggestions. As a matter of fact, even comment
yes,
and let us know your suggestions. Email us and things that you're wanting to hear about. We just love to be able to walk this thing out together, right?
It's refreshing, encouraging. We especially like when you stop us when we're out and about and and you say hello to us. We love talking with you.
Only when it's good.
Yeah, only when it's good. But it's always good.
It has been.
It has.
You know, some people, for some reason, they think, they can't talk to us. Like, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, come say hi.
Come say hey. We want to hear your thoughts. And we were happened to be, in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
On the Gulf Coast. And we were there during a function that was going on. And some of our audience walked up to us. And they were talking about how much we encouraged them. Somebody said, you're all over my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We just love hearing. It's very encouraging to us because this is a two-way street.
It's tribe. We're building community, family, and when we get together like that, something amazing happens.
Totally, 100%. What we're going to be talking about right here is so important that, Bill Gates with the Bill Gates Foundation, that they're going around helping people become healthier. As a matter of one particular nation is 10% less likely to die because of the organization, because they're dealing with disease and just malaria and different things. It's just wonderful. So people started coming reportedly to Bill Gates, concerned that people shouldn't live that long. They were concerned about overpopulation. And it's like, what do you mean? You can be healthy, but our nation can't be healthy.
Right.
But the thing about he discovered, which is pretty interesting, he said, don't worry about it, because the healthier and really the more blessed people are, they live better, they're a little bit more sanitary conditions, they're more educated, the more blessed you are, the less likely you're to have children. Mm. And we're going to take a look at that now. This is Bill Gates.
In this year's annual letter, Melinda and I take the toughest questions we get asked and give our answers. One that's come up for a long time is, as we make the world healthier, is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Isn't it amazing when people get healthier and get more blessed and we have all this stuff and all this technology, we choose not to reproduce, not to have children, not to marry. And you think about this, I'm looking at this graph right here that you can see. This is like the 1960s during the baby boom situation where people are coming back from the war and having all their children. It immediately dropped off, and that can line up right there with Roe versus Wade when all of a sudden, when they passed the abortion law in America that said, you know, once America starts doing something, it spreads around the entire world.
Yeah.
And they started legalizing the killing of children. And so you're looking at, with success, with a blessing, with technology, that they're saying is, don't worry about it, because they'll be so much of a lover of themselves that they won't even think about their children anymore. I mean, that's what, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, lovers of stimulated technology that doesn't have anything to do with another human being. And they won't, and as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about just a minute about Japan and what's taking place. John?
Yes, when we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing about Japan and how their population growth has gone down by a million people. It's going to be some
300,000.
Oh, actually, 300,000. You'll be surprised what's the result and why they are going down by that population.
We'll be right back.
You know, there will be a time in your life when someone, something, some event might hurt you so bad that all you want to do in that moment is get back, get even, and take whatever you can from them. I can promise you this, guys. It's never about how much you can take. It's about how much you can give. Forgive them. That's why I forgave that guy for punching me in the street for no reason. That's why I forgave my mother for leaving me when I was a few months old. That's why I forgave my father for hurting me when I was growing up. That's why my brother forgave me for hurting his feelings. If you want real power, learn to forgive.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button, doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Can you believe that? You called us before the commercial about, you know, what's taking place. It's just amazing that, you know, the more blessed that we are, the less children that we have. And it makes me think of what's happening in Japan. Japan, you got to have 2.1 children per family.
Per family.
To be able to survive. In other words, your nation to be around.
So you can keep having the population growth.
You won't even have a nation anymore.
No.
It takes 2.1 to maintain America as America per children. Well, Japan, it takes 2.1 for Japan to maintain their culture and their people. And they not only not have 2.1 births, they actually are under by 300,000.
Right.
As a matter of fact, John, can you put up this graph that we just saw about, you know, the more blessed, this is the graph that we're just talking about. And you're looking at what took place in the 1960s right there. everything started dropping. We were at 2.1, something like that percent, 2.3, and now we've dropped down dramatically, which we're not at a birth rate as America to be able to maintain our...
In fact, the only that's keeping America at the 2.1 level are those that are immigrating, and they say predominantly that's from people coming from Mexico.
Right.
Had it not been for them, America wouldn't be populating at the rate it should be.
And it's so important. Legal immigration is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That lineup coming in, you know, there's plenty of opportunities. The American dream is here, and many people have come over, and families that come over through, everybody came over at some point. And that actually is part of it too. But also, we're supposed to have children. You know?
This is what's happening in Japan. They're saying the population is shrinking for the first time since the government started keeping track. More than a century ago, there were fewer than 1 million births last year as the country's population fell below 300,000 people.
So they fell below. Their numbers are going down.
Big time.
And there's 2030, I think they're saying they won't even survive it. Because they have the older population, a small, younger population.
No tax base.
They can't afford it.
No, you know, intelligence and no intellectual property.
Right.
These companies, it's a dangerous thing.
It really is.
Wow.
And so you're looking at, what are they telling them to do?
Well, they're trying to find blame as to why this is happening. One theory is that the young people are not having enough sex.
Right.
The other theory is that the women in Japan have chose a career versus having, you know, families, having babies at home.
And so you're looking at choosing money, you know, over family. And family's falling apart because we're choosing money over family. Family's really worth it, no matter what anybody tells you. It's God's plan, you know, finding that right person that's going to, you know, be in your life, and that they love God too, and that they're going to honor God in the context of that it could be a beautiful thing.
Remember, we had a conversation with someone we knew who said, I'm not ready to have children. I'm just too selfish.
Yeah.
And little while longer, they had some children, and now this person that told us this, and they're so just, you know, they love their children so much, and they're enjoying family, but at that period in time, they were not going to have any children.
Yeah, we want to hear from you on that. You know, it's what are you thinking about this, where you're seeing the nation's population, we're not having enough children, you know, to be able to maintain America, according to these statistics. You know, we're not having enough, Japan's not having enough children, and what we're seeing is, some people's idea was, well, let's just migrate the whole world to the countries that we need lower population, like Germany and other ones.
Yeah.
But the reality is, that's important. You still can't maintain your nation if you do that. If the people that come to your nation hate your nation, hate your constitution, they hate the people in the country. And so it's like immigration is totally wonderful. But the truth is, we got to rediscover family.
Yeah.
You know, we think about, I think it's the Hispanic people are the healthiest, less suicidal, family-oriented, all the things that they do. And I think a revival is coming, being brought to America through the Hispanic Christians that are here,
from the words
that we heard. But we want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us, email us. You know, if you have an area to comment, just email us. You know, what are your thoughts on that? What are your ideas on that? And how can you encourage young couples that are struggling?
That's important.
Some of the things that you can do, you can say, listen, you know, I'm going to be here for you. I know that you guys are going through some tough times. I will keep your child for you. If you have the child, you know, I will take care of your child. You think, what's that? That's just babysitting. That's not babysitting. It's enabling that couple to have children, knowing that they still can provide for the family, and they have community coming around
that child.
Something that simple, John.
Oh, yeah.
Of just helping, you know, take my child. You
please,
know?
Yeah, please, help just for us out.
I love them, but can you just hold them? I mean, mothers need help.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, listen, the trend, even in the United States, you know, we're talking about childless by choice.
Right.
In 1970, 1 out of 10 women were childless. Now that number is 1 in 5.
And, of course, that was several years ago.
Yes.
It's escalated as there's this, what's it called, Murphy's Law or whatever. No, it's the law of that just doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles.
Exponential growth.
Yeah, it's exponential. They have a name for it. But that technology is moving like that.
Yeah.
But also, it's exponential death to the family. It's growing so rapidly. It doesn't take 10 years for something to happen.
Yeah.
It can happen overnight. And these people right here that John's talking about, that they're actually, they're just saying, I don't want to spend my money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about this amount.
Well, it's childless by choice. CBS did this interview where they started interviewing and talking to folks and finding out, you know, what's this trend? What's it all about? Why are you choosing not to have children? And it was really, they were honest in what they had to say. In fact, you know, why don't you see for yourself?
You know, there are lots of reasons that people don't have kids. You know, there are cultural reasons, there are practical reasons.
Jonathan Last is a writer for the Weekly Standard and author of What to Expect When No One's Expecting. He says money is often a roadblock to parenthood.
It's become phenomenally expensive to have a child right now in America. When you add up all the costs, it's about $1.1 million to have a child for a normal middle-class American. That's a lot of money to spend on, you know, something that in 15 years is going to tell you that it hates you.
Peek-a-boo.
Whatever the reason, motherhood is in decline.
You want to show mom?
In the 1970s, around 1 in 10 women were childless. That number now is closer to 1 in 5. Kids were never part of the plan when Laura and Vinny Ciaccio got married. Tracy Ellen Kamens and Jared Skolnick felt the same way. Both couples are now members of a social club for the childless by choice called No Kidding.
There are people out there who say, oh, people who don't have kids hate kids. Do you guys hate kids?
I don't hate kids.
Well, my favorite quote is Jerry, the founder of No Kidding, says, I like women's breasts. I don't want my own.
I've been an SAT teacher and loved my students, but I just don't feel the same way about toddlers and babies that everyone else seems to.
But it doesn't mean you hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I'm indifferent toward them.
Why pose the question, why have kids?
I think it's an important question that we ask parents.
Jessica Valenti, who wrote a book called Why Have Kids, says there's a persistent notion that every woman, deep down, wants to be a mom.
I do think we run into a problem, especially when you're talking about women, when the expectation is, of course you want to have children, and not only of course you want to have children, of course it's going to be the most important thing that you ever do in your life. So you're really setting women up to fail in this way when you say they're going to bring you all the joy in the world, and when that doesn't happen, it can be really, really disappointing and devastating.
The childless by choice, Valenti says, are still labeled as selfish, when the opposite is often true.
The idea that the only way to be selfless is to have children, I think, is a really dangerous notion and a really dangerous ideal. There's plenty of ways to be a good, compassionate, productive citizen without bringing children into the world.
So let me just ask you all straight out, are you selfish?
I think it's more selfish to have a child if you're not sure that you can be the parent that you'd like to be. And I've always said that I'd rather make a mistake and not have a child than have a child and find out that that's a mistake.
I think we all make selfish decisions. Every time you go out and, you know, buy yourself a latte instead of donating money to the poor, you're making a selfish decision. Life is about balancing the things you do for yourself with the things you do for the world. And there's a lot of ways to contribute to the world other than having kids.
Most people seem to agree. In fact, according to a CBS News poll, only 16% say that people who decide to remain childless do so for selfish reasons. But while not having kids may be more socially acceptable, some fear that a baby drought would be bad news. Figures show that we're below the replacement rate, that is, the average number of babies the average woman needs to have to keep the population stable. The replacement rate is roughly 2.1. The United States is now around 1.9.
Bottom line is we're just not making enough babies?
We are not making enough babies, sadly enough. It's because anybody who has been around babies would be able to tell you it's a lot of work and a lot of it is not entirely pleasant.
Author Jonathan Last says a falling birth rate will transform the economy, and not in a good way.
If this continues, what do you think the U.S. will look like?
We'll have an entire country that looks like Florida with a whole lot of older people who need support, who need government assistance. Through the social welfare programs that we have, Social Security and Medicare, it will have a much, much smaller number of workers trying to support them. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to have a kid. But the goal should be to find ways to help the people who do want children to have them in what is a very expensive and complicated world.
Of course, parents would say there are plenty of great arguments for having children. And the No Kidding folks have heard them all.
Have you had people try to convince you that you're wrong?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to be so alone when you're older. Who's going to take care of you? Thinking that somehow children are just future indentured slaves or something like that. It's really not a great reason to have kids. And also just that since I don't know what I'm missing, I can't possibly know that I'm making the right choice.
What do you say to people who say that to you? You'll never know this joy.
Nobody who's known me really well has ever said that to me. So I think they have a difficulty understanding that different people want different things in life, and that what makes them happy is not necessarily going to make me happy.
So who's really happier, family folk or child-free? We asked people in both groups, and a majority, 67%, said people have an equal shot at happiness with or without kids. For the record, Jessica Valenti, who wrote Why Have Kids, has a 2-year-old daughter.
I knew that it was always something that I wanted.
It's an enormous amount of work. A lot of the work, you know, is not a lot of fun. This is, you know, there's no reason to sentimentalize it.
Jonathan Last should know. He's a parent, too.
Not a lot of fun. Who said that life was about, you know, everything's got to have fun?
That's right.
The truth is, if you get your perspective, you know, whatever you focus on, whatever you appreciate, you enjoy.
That's right.
And if you look at children the way they're looking at children, you're looking, and this is something that was being said some time back, and we're already at the point where Japan will not be here, they say, in 2030 if they don't, and they're not. And you're looking at America's drop below their rate as well. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts towards that? That are we willing to deny ourselves long enough, this is the question, long enough to say, you know what, I want to actually have children that are going to enjoy the blessings that God has created. Am I willing to lay my life down for my children to be able to raise them up and trust God that they're going to have a great life? And just to watch, you don't have to, they're not indentured servants. You're like, you just want to watch them succeed. And you're proud of them as a father and as a mother. So I want to hear your thoughts on that. You know, what are your thoughts are about having children and raising children? This man you saw, he said it costs over $1 million to raise a child. I don't know where he's coming from, what planet he's coming from. It costs $1.25. No, I'm messing with you. You're coming below, write to us. You want to hear from us. John, what's next?
Listen, we get right back from this break. We're going to have a VFN KB success secret that you do not want to miss. We have a special interview with a millennial, and you're going to learn some tips of what to do and what not to do on your next interview. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Considering how expensive and difficult it is to be a good parent, many people wonder these days why anyone would want to even have children.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
I'm reminded of a woman who boarded a Los Angeles bus a few years ago and sat in the seat behind me. Her hair was a mess, and the black circles under her eyes revealed a state of utter exhaustion. As she stumbled past me with 7 rambunctious youngsters, I asked, "Do all those children belong to you, or is this some kind of picnic?" She looked at me through squinted eyes and said, "They're all mine, and believe me, it's no picnic." The woman is right. Parenthood is an assignment that demands everything we can give it, and to do the job right requires some sacrifice and maybe even a few tears. And yet, nothing worth having comes cheap anyway. Speaking as a father, there's never been a greater moment in my life than when I gazed into the eyes of my newborn daughter, and then 5 years later, my son. What could be more exciting than seeing those tiny human beings begin to blossom and grow and learn and love? And what reward could be more meaningful than having my little boy or girl climb onto my lap, hug my neck, and whisper, "I love you, Daddy." Yes, children are expensive, but they're certainly worth what they cost us.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Join us on a future program. We're not going to have time to be able to talk about this millennial interview, but when we have time left, we're going to talk to you about Mary Frances Berry. You're looking at her right here. She was part of a panel with Bishop T.D. Jakes and some others. They were talking about some great things going on. What she did, she explained why President Donald Trump is using Twitter, why he has to use Twitter. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary Frances Berry, and helping everybody understand why the president has to continue to use Twitter. Let's go there now.
I was going to say the reason why Trump can't stop using Twitter, Bishop, is because he cannot use the mainstream media, because it's connected to the question about the bias in the or the opinion getting into the news in the mainstream media. And when the mainstream media made clear from the first day he got elected that their duty, there was a piece in the New York Times, for those of you who read the Times, on the front page by, I think it's Jim Ruttenberg, somebody like that, in which he said that the major task of the paper during this period had to be to go after Trump and do everything about, you know, dissecting him, made it clear. And so the mainstream media, which reflects the views of people like me and some of you in here, in fact, is so adamant about Trump that if he just tried to use them as a place to talk and get his point across, his base would never hear him. And so he's using Twitter as a way to bypass them, just like other presidents have used local media, you know, how they go to bypass.
That's so important. So you're looking at Mary Frances Berry here, and she is, you're seeing her, this is Mary Frances Berry. She's explaining to us that the president has no choice but to use Twitter because the mainstream media, it has an agenda, it's opinion media. They're just not, you know, no longer are they reporting just the facts and what's going on. I mean, even both sides of the facts.
They're sometimes, oftentimes, making up stories.
Yes, quite often, you know, and they've called it fake news.
Yeah.
But she's saying, you know, Mary Frances Berry, who is authentic in what she believes and,
sure.
And you know, what she organizes around, that type of thing. She's saying that the mainstream media left them no choice to not cover some of the greatest stories that are going on in history. Some of the stories that are taking place that they're not covering is the fact that the economy is exploding in growth, that people are getting jobs, that this tax cut has brought money into everybody's pockets that's working, that gold rain is totally coming down like the prophecy that God said would happen, that we are equaling out our trade imbalances where people were taking advantage of the country. We are just over and over and over again, great friends again with Israel.
Protecting our borders,
you know, allowing legal immigration. We are, so many police officers are being supported. We're fixing to go. But it's like, thank you, Mary Frances Berry, for helping America understand why President Donald Trump has to use Twitter. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you to get on Twitter and friend the president so you can know what's actually going on, because Mary Frances says you can't find it in mainstream media. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for our community. I thank you, Father God, for Mary Frances Berry just letting us know about the truth here, God. And we just pray a blessing over each and every one that's watching, Lord, and that's listening, God, that you would encourage them, inspire them, Lord. Give them innovative ideas. I speak family and fertility and unity and cohesiveness and just... reproduction, Father God, over the church, God, and over the nation, God. We say, Lord, that you would save Japan, Father God, then you would turn this thing around. God, and we ask you, end abortion, end the selfishness that's in the hearts of the people, so we would have children again. We wouldn't abort. As a matter of fact, we just ask you, Lord, we declare end abortion in America. We just declare by faith it's ended, Lord. The Great Awakening's here, and also revival is here in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready, but the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity and our response, we need to hear his word, we need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better, and we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important, because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.